Good afternoon. This is Joey Atlas bringing you a midday Fit for Life update. Today's topic is pretty simple, but it's a powerful one. It's all about walking. What made me want to talk about this today? Well, yesterday I did a lower body training session. If you want to see an example of that session or a few of them, you can just go to joeyatlas.tv. That's joeyatlas.tv. That is the shortcut link to my YouTube channel, where I share all kinds of great videos and recipes and things to help let other people know exactly what I do, because that's one of the biggest questions I get throughout all seasons of the year. Hey, what do you do? I can see that you're not a young spring chicken. You got the white goatee, but you look fantastic. Your energy is crazy. What do you do? So I basically share a lot of that on the YouTube channel. Now, I did a lower body training session yesterday afternoon, all body weight, a little bit of bands, no heavy weights, nothing big, nothing hardcore, nothing that crushes my spine, my hips, all body weight. Slow, controlled, deliberate, intentional, synergistic. And my lower body is sore today, all the way from the top of my glutes down into my feet, in a very good way, not a debilitating soreness, but a stimulating kind of soreness that I've stimulated all the muscle fibers and all the muscle groups from large to small that I wanted to stimulate in order to get the overall results that I want. And it's just not the aesthetic part, the visual part. This is about the functional part, the longevity part, all aspects of results. So typically I run in the morning, run, walk, jog. But on days like today, when I wake up and the lower body's a bit sore, I want to go easy. So I go out for a walk. I cover anywhere from 2 to 3 miles in a very brisk walk under the stars, because I do it early, and something else happens. It's not just the physical part that I'm out there for. There's a lot of thinking time, and thinking space, and thinking elements that stimulate my thinking and pondering in ways that you just can't get when you're sitting on the couch or at home or sitting amongst other people having a conversation. There's something to be said about solitude, and there's something to be said about walking in solitude that does something for us. Now, right now, of course, I am focusing on the physical side of it, and we'll revisit this and talk about the mental, emotional, and spiritual side of walking and the power that it holds for you. But in terms of walking for physical fitness, for health, for wellness, for longevity, for all the balance it brings, in terms of strength, range of motion, self-confidence, believe it or not, it's all about the context. So when I speak to you about why I walked this morning and what I did, how much mileage I did, this has to be taken contextually. When people ask me, hey, I need help, what should I do? I need to find out where that person is starting from. It may be an older man or woman who has never done anything and they've been completely sedentary. Walking is going to be step number one. Going to get them to cover some specific amount of mileage or time. Walking, building up the foundation. For somebody who is advanced or possibly younger with more capabilities right out of the gates, walking is going to be used in different ways. For example, like I did this morning, I'm not going to do any hardcore cardio. Hardcore meaning, say, a run or treadmill trekking uphill or an intense bike ride. But walking because it fit my needs for today and keeps me on the path and does benefit me in various ways. So I leave you with that. A lot of fitness enthusiasts and extremists and hardcore purists poo-poo on walking and really don't believe it has much value. But I'm here to tell you, just like my old friend Jack LaLanne, that there is a ton of value in walking. But you got to be consistent. You have to understand that it is valuable, and you have to see that you are valuable enough to take care of yourself and invest the time, energy, and effort into you first. And walking can be one of those ways to build that foundation. So that's it for today. We will revisit this topic. And as always, I appreciate you listening. And remember, Joey loves you.